Are we going to sing?
No.
Okay, no singing?
No.
Go ahead, you do it this time.
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. Well, we're back.
It's been almost a month.
Has it been a month?
Almost.
I think the last show we did was our Halloween show.
Yes. Yeah, because it was posted on the 28th.
Yeah, and this is our Thanksgiving show.
You've been busy since then.
I have been really, really busy.
You did Sydney, then we did Halloween.
Not Sydney, Australia. Sydney, no. Nebraska.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to get you all excited.
Get all confused.
Sydney, Nebraska.
You did Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to Hawaii.
Yes. I went to work in Hawaii. Oh, you weren't able to go with me, and I'm very sad.
It was a last-minute booking. Like, everything was kind of up in the air until the last minute. It would have cost a fortune to go spend 2 days.
It would have, but it would have been 2 days in Hawaii, which, you know, for me, even, it was exciting to be able to go because originally I was going to do those shows up in Idaho, hang out for a few days before I went to do my one-nighter in Hawaii. It was just a one-night show. Mm-hmm. But talking to Jose, who books the show, he goes, well, we're buying your ticket out. But so if you want to just hang in Hawaii for a couple of days and pick up your own room, I was like, that's brilliant.
Yes. Yes to that offer.
Instead of staying 3 days in Spokane, Washington, sitting around the airport waiting to fly out, I was able to fly to Honolulu.
And you hung out on Waikiki.
And hung out on Waikiki. And I stayed at a new hotel called Stay Waikiki. It's Stay Waikiki. And it was kind of...
How else would you spell stay, baby?
I don't know. For those impaired, that's probably...
We don't think you're dumb.
No.
We just want to help you out.
Right. And it was a very nice hotel. It's one of those kind of boutique... Mm-hmm. Not like super nice, like it was only $100 and something a night. I mean, not under, I think it was under 150. But
that's expensive.
Not for one Hawaii and one block from the beach.
Right.
So there was three ABC stores.
As you hold up four fingers.
Oh, yeah. There was three ABC stores between my hotel and the beach. And wow. I was only one block away.
That's crazy. So you lived off of ABC store food.
I did, because I was trying to, you know, save money because it was costing to, you know, to go. And ABC has, you know, like a whole food section. Anybody that's ever been to Hawaii knows that ABC store is just like.
But there's also ABCs in Las Vegas.
There is now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I lived off of Spam Musubi and Loco Moco.
If you ever do that again, we should probably load you up with ramen.
Just take it with me.
Yeah.
Heat it up. Because I had a microwave in the room.
You know? Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
I didn't either.
I probably could have gone to the grocery store and bought a packet of ramen.
But I bet it was like $2 there.
Yeah, instead of the 59 cents a packet here.
And we could have sent you with oatmeal.
But they say ramen will kill you. Have you seen all that stuff?
No.
You haven't seen the stuff about ramen being like just loaded with sodium?
Well, I knew it was loaded with
sodium.
And
it's actually like what it's made out of is almost styrofoam. It's like not even like really food.
Well,
you haven't seen that stuff?
No.
Oh, I should have Googled this before this conversation.
Yeah, well, you didn't know what I was going to say.
I did not. You took me down the ramen road.
So I found an article from Westword.
Yeah, about
ramen? The top five... reasons why ramen noodles are tasty little death traps.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't even know. So ramen packs are cheap as dirt. Really. A brick of ramen noodles are so cheap, they'd probably let you pay for it with a handful of dirt. Ramen noodles are really effing fatty. A little known and less thought about fact is that ramen noodles are incredibly high in fat, with a single brick containing about 8 grams, 4 of which are saturated. We all hear enough about that to know that saturated is the rotten, artery-clogging kind of fat. Ramen noodles have enough sodium in them to send you casket shopping. Yeah, and ramen packs are meant to be more than one serving each.
Oh, that I didn't know.
I didn't either. And then a recent vid clip that journeys to the center of a stomach digesting instant ramen has revived the whole ramen is sorta maybe kind of bad for you critique. A doctor at Massachusetts General Hospital did a rad new microcamera trick by recording 32 hours worth of what the inside of the human tummy does while digesting noodles. And here's a hint. It ain't appetizing in the slightest. So spoiler alert, It took forever for the noodles to break down, which means that the chemicals used to preserve the ramen are stuck in the stomach longer. And about the chemical thing, ramen noodles contain, I'm going to butcher this, so I'm just going to use the letters. Okay. It's TBHQ,
okay.
A petroleum industry byproduct used as a food preservative. It's not digestible and has zero nutritional value, and it's used to keep the noodles fresh.
And it just passes through you then?
Yes. Yep. It does.
Now, is this just strictly those cheap-ass little packets of ramen noodles? This isn't like the ramen restaurant that we got. Does that ramen fall under this too?
I'm not sure. You keep asking question.
Oh, I'm sorry, because we didn't, you know, these ramen noodle restaurants are popping up, and they seem to be semi-healthy, but maybe they aren't because they're using these petroleum-coated...
I hope not.
Brick noodles.
Because I love it.
I know, me too. I'm trying to keep
this. This is instant ramen that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So there's I found a serious guide to ramen styles.
Okay.
This might be the answer to your question.
All right.
So while it's coming up.
So while it's loading.
Okay, so this is from 2013,
uh-huh.
Which is like way old. So, let's see.
So, 2013.
Okay. So, there's the broth.
Uh-huh.
You often see ramen categorized into four classes. Shio, salt. Shoyu, which is soy sauce. Miso, which is fermented bean paste. And tonkatsu, which is pork. Which doesn't make particular sense, as the first three are flavorings, while the fourth is the broth base. It's sort of like saying there are four basic types of pizza: Napoleon, Sicilian, New York, and pepperoni. Classification by heaviness. Heaviness is classified as either katiri, which is rich, or asiri, which is light. Katiri broths will be thick, sticky, and usually opaque, packed with fats, minerals, and proteins. Opaque white bone broths are also known by their transliterated Chinese name, Pai Tan. So it seems like these are like the real ramen that we have at restaurants, like not the instant ramen.
Like the healthier stuff.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not going to read this whole article.
No, don't do that.
You're like, hell no, please stop.
No. So, but it doesn't mention the actual noodles themselves, though?
No. Okay. But I think it's because the bricks or the instant are preserved, and that's what makes them so bad.
Yeah. So if anybody listening to this knows about these noodles, please comment on or let us know about these. Or if you're a big ramen noodle restaurant expert, let us know more about the ramen noodles.
We love Uncle.
Oh, we love this place here in Denver.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of eating, we have Thanksgiving in 2 days.
Two days.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I heard the cat.
Yeah.
Hi, Rain.
Crazy.
This year is just flying by.
Mm-hmm.
Are you cooking a turkey?
No.
Are you cooking a turkey part, at least a leg or a
no.
or something?
No, I'm doing green bean casserole. Yummy. And mashed potatoes.
Okay, good. At least one of them I can eat.
We're going to your sister's house, and she's going to do the turkey.
She does a great feast. The pilgrims would be proud.
But she might go light this year because it's only like four, maybe five of us.
Oh, please don't go light. Don't let the pilgrims down.
You love eating on Thanksgiving. You always wear your fat pants.
I do wear my fat pants. Uh-oh, the cat just jumped up on the table.
And he is a massive cat.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about what's going on in your body when you're eating all of those calories, drinking alcohol, just doing the Thanksgiving thing?
You mean all the digestive stuff that's going on, or just the clogging?
Just your whole body.
No, but...
Do you want to hear about it?
I would love to hear about it if you have something there.
I do. So, let's start with the brain.
Okay.
Because when you're eating, you don't really think about the brain.
Uh-huh.
So stressful conversation leads to emotional twitchiness, amino acids and sugars flood your brain, making you feel tired, and you'll keep chowing down, even if you're not hungry, because your satiety cues are overridden. So that goes along with the whole drama over Thanksgiving, which thankfully we don't really have that.
No, and we were talking about this yesterday.
Yes.
About drama. We'll put that story on pause.
Yeah, of course.
Just come back to that. But yeah, we were talking about drama yesterday, right?
Yeah.
How you just feel like
there's some people that it's constant, and I think it's.
Do you think their life draws drama to them, or their life is drama?
I don't know. And then it makes me go, well, what's wrong with me? I don't have this drama. But then I think maybe I push away the drama.
You do, because you could possibly have drama.
I could.
Because dealing with things that you deal with family-wise.
Oh, yeah.
You could let more drama in.
I'm not from the Brady Bunch.
But you keep it out.
I deal with it. Like, it happens. I get frustrated, and then I let it go.
Instead of just holding on and talking about it, not doing something about it.
Right. What I can do, I do. But then if I can't, I let it go. Life's too short to hold on to stuff you can't control.
I try to avoid drama.
I'm the same way. And I think that's kind of making me more of a homebody. Because I'm just like, I'd rather stay home and hang out with the dog who has no drama.
Than go to a bar and listen to drama, right? Or get involved in drama. Yeah. Or go to...
Because we used to go watch, you know, go to local places and hang out with people. And I just... The drama started getting to me.
There's always. And they want to share drama.
People
want to share.
And they want you to choose a side.
Right? Am I right? Right? Mm-hmm. You should tell him that I'm right. Mm-hmm. You should tell him.
Right.
Like, no. And now that's drama for your friends. Because why? Aren't you on my side? Don't you believe that I'm right?
Well, Janet must be on the other side.
Oh, or she just doesn't agree. She's never been through this, so she can't understand.
Right. Yeah. So I think I avoid the drama. And I've never been around drama that I knew of until I got older. And then I'm like, huh.
Drama seems sometimes to go along with certain, like, people create and live in drama. Like,
and they breed on, like, they
it breeds on it, and mm-hmm. it festers on it, gets bigger and bigger. And it's sort of like, I was talking to another comic about this one time, how genetics is sort of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever notice, like, if one family member has something, possibly a lot or the entire family member has, like, the problems? Like,
yes.
Like, you know, my husband has diabetes and heart disease and deep vein trauma. I suffer from, mm-hmm. you know, cerebral palsy, or I've mm-hmm. got, you know, like, it's,
that was a bad example.
It is. But you know what I mean?
Right.
It's that kind of, they all seem to have some type of, it's running in the family. Like, mm-hmm. and my son has a learning disability, but my daughter right. has always suffered from, you know, migraines, but it's.
But the thing is, why share that information outside of your doctor's office?
Yeah. I haven't thought about that, but you know what I mean? You start talking to people and you start realizing it's not just you.
Yeah.
It seems like your family tree has got a root rot or something,
right.
you know?
Right. Like, I don't talk about, like, stuff that, like, if you're going through an illness or my family, the illnesses, it's not like I share that with anybody.
Right.
I share it with my doctor because they need to know.
But you don't come back to work and go, ah, I just talked to my doctor.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm suffering from
right.
Some kind of cell membrane in my throat.
Right. I'll share, like, things that I think could be useful to other people. Like, you know, my doctor told me about this diet she thinks I should try.
And we should talk about that.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called the ketosis diet.
Ketosis.
Or the keto diet.
Keto.
And it's very high protein. And I don't know if I'm doing it right. I'm trying. It's very high protein, and it's supposed to get your body into this ketosis where it burns fat.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Barb Fisher.
Your friend, yes.
The wife of Bob Fisher.
Bob Fisher.
Our friend and buddy. She is a registered nurse. When I told her you were on that diet, she said, oh, I think that's part of an offshoot of the Atkins diet.
It is.
Okay.
It is, but it's not as strict. Like Atkins, you can't have any carbs at the beginning.
Just you eat a ton of meat, don't you? Even right up front, you just load up on meat.
My doctor was like, and you don't want to have more than 50, I think it's grams of carbs a day. And if you look, there is carbs in everything. Everything.
What is carbs? I thought carbs was like pastas and breads.
Those are a certain kind of carbs. So a serving of pasta has about 49 carbs in it. One serving.
Okay.
And that's probably the size of your fist.
Well, what has carbs in it that surprised you? What's something like, what?
Like broccoli and vegetables have carbs in it. Fruits have carbs in it. They're so different kinds
sugar,
of carbs. Yeah.
Isn't it? So you look at the
vegetables,
sugar?
It's a different type of carb.
I'm so confused.
I know. I know. And I keep learning and I'm probably not speaking 100% correctly, but.
I'm waiting you to go, don't drink coffee because that has carbs in it.
But I do notice that now that I'm not eating as many carbs, I don't sit there and crave the chips, crave the crackers, because I am a carbaholic before this. I could eat chips and crackers constantly.
Oh. Does that make up or explain why a lot of times after dinner you'd go, I think I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I don't know what that was. That's not healthy. I mean, wanted a dessert.
It'd be like right after dinner. You go, I think I'll get a little peanut butter.
Do you ever go, like, after you're done eating, you want something sweet?
Uh-huh.
See, that's where that was coming from. It was my solution to that sweet craving. It was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a bowl of cereal.
But I think that's why people always had, like, after dinner candies.
Why can't I lose weight?
You know, the after dinner mint. If you want something sweet, throw a mint in your mouth or the dish will go around.
Yep. So I'm trying that.
And how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm down, let's see. I'm down 6 pounds.
Yeah, keep coming back. It works.
Right. But you have to be patient. And I'm working out like a lot again. So I'm exhausted. I'm really tired right now. Like I typically have like an alcoholic beverage when I record podcasts just to chill out. But if I were to drink a thing of alcohol, I'd be asleep in like 20 minutes.
And not only would you be asleep, that probably is not on your keto.
Right.
Is it?
Probably not.
Okay.
I know. Anyway, the other things that's happening to your body during Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, meanwhile, back at the real story.
Right. Think of your blood. A spike in insulin causes too much sugar to be pushed out of your bloodstream, leaving you craving sugar and feeling tired.
I get that a lot.
You do.
I do. I get those sugar crashes.
Because you're on a constant roller coaster. So, going off topic again, we were at family member's house and they offered coffee. And they were like, oh, we have creamer. It's fat-free. And someone said something about sugar-free. And you're like, oh, I hate sugar-free creamer. What the hell? Janet's been buying you sugar-free creamer for like the last year.
And I've been using it.
Because I try to help you avoid that spikiness.
I know, and I appreciate that.
But in a public place, you're like, I hate that stuff.
But I didn't blame you. I didn't go, oh, yeah, and Janet just buys this shit. I have to keep using it. I told her I don't like it. I didn't do that to you. I just said,
you didn't tell me you didn't like it.
I just said I liked sugar better.
Right.
But I use it because you're right. It's better for me.
But I'm not buying it anymore.
But you should because it's better for, unless you don't care anymore.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. I do care. I want you to be happy, though. I don't want you to be like, oh my God, she's feeding me.
Well, here's what I've been doing.
I know what you've been doing. You've been adding packets of sugar to the sugar-free stuff, so it defeats the purpose.
No, but I add less sugar. Mm. That's my balance. Instead of using like 3 packets of sugar, I'll use 1 packet of sugar with the fake sweetener.
I don't think Rain and I think that's a good idea.
Rain doesn't think so either?
Mm-mm.
He thinks it's a perfect idea.
When you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, think of your heart. Blood pressure drops as your body tries to get blood to your digestive system. Your heart works harder than normal to handle all of the incoming food.
Does that make you more tired because your heart's working? Or that's just the blood sugar spike that a lot of times you eat go.
And the tryptophan.
Tryptophan?
There you go.
How do you say it?
Tryptophan.
The triceratops and the turkey.
I think I saw a meme that said, I hope you get drunk enough on Thanksgiving to pass out before you get to hear about all the tryptophan. Because everyone always talks about it.
Oh, must be the tryptophan. I'm getting drowsy. Must be the tryptophan.
Yeah. Now, when you're eating all that Thanksgiving's goodness, think of your pancreas. Massive amounts of insulin are released in response to rising blood sugar levels from all of the food you're eating. And then your stomach, the last one.
What about the stretching it out or just the acid?
Your stomach expands more than normal,
yep,
keeping you hungry.
Yep.
Hormones leptin and ghrelin send signals to your brain about how full you are.
I used to be told as a kid all the time, you don't eat enough to keep a bird alive. Did you ever get that as a kid? Did you ever?
No.
I was always, you don't eat enough. You need to eat more. You need to stretch out your stomach so you can eat more food because you're not obviously not getting enough food for a growing boy.
But you were probably fine.
Huh?
You were probably fine. You were just naturally skinny at that age.
Yeah. But I think has that thinking changed since then? Like you don't eat enough or you should eat more because you burn? Or was that just old farm thinking? Like, you're not sturdy enough, young man.
That old way of thinking. And, you know, now that I've been tracking things, like, I wear a Fitbit most days, and it tells me how many calories I've burned. And, yeah, you don't need as many calories as you think.
Yeah, because I used to be like, I'd eat like half a hamburger. You know, mm-hmm. I'd be full. Don't waste that. You need to eat a whole burger. You know, that's not enough meat in that. You need to eat the whole. But maybe that really was from my body
mm-hmm.
when I was in high school. Like, boom, I'm done. That's all I.
Right.
And I guess after a while, if you have stretched it out, you go, I get a second burger would be great.
Don't they blame that whole mentality of clean your plate on why people are fat now?
Yeah, clean your plate. Eat everything. Don't waste a thing. Mm-hmm. Eat everything on your plate. Mm-hmm. Instead of just going, I'm full. Let me push this away.
Right. Yeah.
But when you're poor, you want to eat everything because you don't know when your next meal might come in.
Yeah.
Especially the next good meal. If mm-hmm. something is really good, mm-hmm. I should eat every bit of this because my next meal might be Vienna sausage on white bread.
Right. Ew. Gross. Gross, gross, gross.
You don't like Vienna sausage?
No. Oh, gross.
Did you eat it when you were a kid, though?
No.
You know that those little.
Yeah, I know.
The compact.
Little like penis looking things.
Yes. And they're packed in that nuclear jelly.
Yeah. That jelly is what turned. I was like, nope.
Really?
Mm-mm. But then I would eat the meat in the can. Do you know the meat in the can?
Oh, yeah.
Like they had chicken, beef, and ham.
Yeah, deviled ham.
Yeah. I loved that stuff.
I did too. It's got like a little bit of kick to it. Mom used to
make chicken is good.
Spread it on bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always like
that. Me too.
And spam.
I like musabi.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I'm not a huge spam fan.
Even if I chopped it up and put it in eggs and rice?
Maybe. If I were hungry. I would eat it.
Is spam on your I can have meat diet?
I don't think so. I don't think that's all meat.
Oh.
I think there's stuff in there.
I think it's actually spandex and ham. That's why it's stretchy meat.
It's Spanx. Spanx and ham.
It's Spanx and ham. Or you're going to need Spanx
after you eat it. Yes. Yes. Oh, so yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up. And if people are listening that have the drama, I'm mm-hmm. sorry.
Family drama?
Yeah. Take extra wine.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving memory? Think back. Was there a Thanksgiving that stood out to you or something that you remember your grandmother cooking that jumped out at you?
She always made ham because she wasn't a turkey person.
Because she didn't like tryptophan.
And she would, being from poor people, she would like make ham and then what we didn't eat, she'd freeze and then warm it up the next year. And it took me a couple years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so it was really dry. And I'm like, ew. But I did, like, every other year, the ham was good.
Every other year.
Yes.
So you learned this year, if it's good, I'm not eating it next year.
Right.
But if it's not good.
But it was always great because that was the only time of year that we would see my cousins that only lived 4 hours away. But that was a long way away. And, you know, it was nice. We always, you know, grandma would sit at the table with the kids and then the adults would sit at their table. I think it's because she just didn't want to hear their BS.
How did your family decide where to have Thanksgiving, where to hold Thanksgiving.
I was always at grandma's.
Always.
Always.
Every family member, every...
Well, it was only my uncle, his family, and then my dad, his family, and my grandma.
So it never splintered off?
Mm-mm.
Like...
There would be years that my uncle and his family wouldn't come.
Yeah. Because, like, I think we were talking about Christmas the other day, mm-hmm. about how we as people decide where to do Christmas and how it splinters off. And because I remember when I was a kid that we always did Christmas at my house, right. my mom and dad, because my grandparents all came to their house. Mm-hmm. And cousins would all come to mom and dad's house.
Wow.
So it's how do people decide where the Christmas is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you start moving out and having your own traditions, like, all right, somebody else goes and gets married and they have kids, do they want to start their own traditions?
Right. You know what I mean? It's just like with your sister. How did she start being the one to host?
Because she and her husband love to cook.
Yeah.
You know, they're great cooks. Mm-hmm. I think that's sort of – and they make different meals. You know,
right.
like it's elk and, mm-hmm. and antelope and wild boar compared to –
fun food.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with like who owns it. Like you have a family member that this year she owned it. This is where their family was going to be. If you wanted to see them, you come there.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bah. So we're doing it. You know, she took the reins and.
What about your brother and his kids?
They, since they don't have any family up
where
North
they are,
Dakota.
They just do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they were home, they would probably go to her family. My family is not a huge holiday person. Like the one time after I moved to Colorado that I went back for mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, it was the first Thanksgiving. And it was just me and my parents. And I was like, we have to do Thanksgiving dinner. So I made a turkey. I made everything for the three of us. And I'm sure half of that went to waste.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But I was like, am I the only one? Am I the only one that wants to do this?
You wasted all that tryptophan.
Yeah.
There are kids in China that aren't drowsy.
Right.
Yeah.
And then like when it comes to Christmas, there's been a couple years I call my dad and I'm like, did you open your gift? Oh, I forgot.
Oh, I do remember that. I put it in the closet. I forgot about it.
I'm like, it's Christmas Day. What are you doing? Yeah. They're just not holiday people. And what? If my brother and I lived in the same place, it might be a little bit different. My cousin, she's kind of stopped, but she in the past has been like, we should do a family get together again. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, those family get togethers can.
That's when the drama comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't talked
start
to my uncle
blaming
in 10
your
years.
Side of the yeah. family or that didn't happen mm-hmm. or why did you let grandma's house become this or why did you.
Right.
Mm hmm.
I've seen a lot of great recipes on Facebook. Those new videos that like show you like in like 2 minutes how
oh,
to
like
make something.
Quick things, yeah.
Yeah. But there was a woman in, hold on, where's she at? I don't know where she's. Oh, a British woman who saw something similar to that on Facebook
mm-hmm.
and tried it and she almost burnt her house down. You want to hear about it?
Sure. Was she trying to recreate a recipe she saw on?
Well, it's a life hack. So she was a 66-year-old British woman, saw a tip on Facebook that claimed to be the effortless way to make the perfect grilled cheese. So it advised to stop using the trusted method of cooking the cheese-topped bread under a grill and instead roll the toaster sideways and slot it in. Dale thought it would save her time when she tried the trick last Wednesday. Her toaster suddenly burst into flames.
Does it say what caused it?
Let's see. It's not exactly clear what caused the appliance to explode, but local fire crews later issued an official warning. Trying to make cheese and toast in a toaster is an extremely bad idea and can cause a devastating fire. So don't do it.
I would have thought if you turned a toaster on its side, because it's not designed to be on its side, that the heat on the side would burn the counters.
Yeah. I don't know. So don't
do that.
Don't
I saw
do
a
that.
Good one on Facebook the other day.
What'd you
though,
see?
Was you take a chicken breast, skinless chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
You slice a hole in it. You don't slice it open. You kind of cut a hole in it. You cut cheese and you stuff cheese inside of it. And then you roll it in egg, and then you roll it in either, you could either do flour or a coating of whatever you like, and then deep fry it. And it's just like these chicken chunks with cheese, like sort of like mini cordon bleus.
Yeah.
And that's what this said. You could variations of this. Like you could stuff it with ham and cheese, or you could stuff it with cheese, or you could, but it
we
was
haven't
just,
eaten dinner yet.
I know. And when I saw it, it was one of those, that'd be wonderful.
Will you promise me something?
What's
that? We will never buy a deep fryer. Please.
I think I have it. Don't I have one?
Not that I'm aware of. Let's not talk about it.
I thought I had one of those Fry Daddies or whatever they're called. The little basket thing.
You might. I just, never want to.
Well, fried foods are supposed to be horrible for you.
That's
one of the things. Like, doesn't matter what you fry. Mm-hmm. The actual act of frying is not good for you.
Right. Yeah.
Like there's carcinogenics in that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel, I know this has whole turned into basically a whole food episode.
We can turn it.
Because we're hungry.
It's Thanksgiving.
But I've gotten where food doesn't really appeal to me unless it's like food. Like real, like I want it to know that it's real food.
So Taco Bell is not on your radar anymore.
No, it's still, it's still there. Didn't I tell you about the time that I got the McDonald's burger and I just thought, this isn't real food.
Mm-hmm.
This is a chunk of, this is your nourishment for the day.
Yeah.
You know, prefab, like here's your government meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it really kind of grossed me out. And a lot of times, like, when I get something, I think about that. I think of like, has this been squirted out of something into that? And, you know, is this bread? Was it pre-made, heated up? And I guess a lot of places are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just now that I've had good food and had it prepared right and it's fresh, there's a big difference between eating something that's been prepared and, here is your burger, sir, or here's your deep fried piece of fish from Long John Silver's or something, you know.
The last time I ate at Long John Silver's, I was with you because it was on my lunch break at my old job.
And that was a bad one.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever go back.
I love Long John Silver's.
I felt sick.
I shouldn't have used that as a reference because I like them. I actually love fish and chips, but that was bad.
That was horrible.
It was like they soaked up grease.
Yeah,
like they didn't,
like it just been
sitting in grease,
waiting for someone to buy it. Anyway, let's not talk about food anymore. Let's talk about some fads that are happening.
Okay.
So, what do you think of the whole glitter beard situation?
I think if you wear glitter in your beard and you think it's cool, you have invited yourself for an alleyway ass kicking.
What? You're not going to do the glitter goatee?
No. Hmm. Now, have you seen that on Facebook now, too?
Yes, I love it. It's so pretty.
It's so not manly. Just because something's pretty doesn't mean a man ought to do it. Like,
you're right.
Glitter. I'm a glitter ball. Put your balls near my glitter ball.
Oh, okay. How about... Wow. Have you heard of the new condom challenge?
No.
So, you remember the ice bucket challenge?
Is that where you fill it and drop it on their head?
Yes. And it shows how sturdy the condoms are. That's the purpose of it.
Is that the one where the guy's head actually goes up inside the condom?
Yes, that's one of them. Yep. And it's supposed to show how sturdy those condoms are. Let's see.
You want to do that? Can I do that? Can I try
no.
that on you? Can I drop
no.
a water-filled condom on your head?
Well, there was a condom challenge in 2013.
Uh-huh. So 2013.
Which involved people snorting condoms up their nostrils.
What?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that one then, but now I know.
I don't even know if I want to hear about it now.
So 2015's condom challenge is more about filling a condom with water and dropping it on your friend's head. And as most of these things seem pretty stupid, according to Elite Daily... Reputable source, right?
Right.
There's a more serious message behind it. People want to promote safe sex by proving that condoms are ridiculously durable. No?
No, I'm just thinking. why would you want to do that at all?
I don't know. You know?
Why would you want to get a buddy involved?
It's college kids. They have a lot of time on their hands.
Hey, Bobby, come here.
Let's not study. Let's do something else.
I want to prove how sturdy my condom is. Sit here while I drop this water-filled condom on your head.
Right.
See how your head fits inside? Because I saw that video.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy's head is actually up
there's
inside.
There's lots of videos. Is but there? Yeah, there's that one. I've seen that one too.
Why? I don't get it. Why?
They have a lot of time on their hands.
College kids are nutty these days.
They have a lot of time on their hands, and drugs are
like the whole protest. All the protests that are going on in colleges these days.
Let's not take it there.
Let's do.
Let's keep it light.
Oh, we'll keep it light. But I'm just saying that
trying not to take it serious.
It's gone too far with everything. Their safe space and everything is a.
Don't you think they were saying that about all the 70s protesters? 60s, 70s?
No.
No, because you were a part of that.
Right. But it wasn't the same. You protested. You didn't have safe areas, and you didn't have all these words that you can't say. And you can't say, like, now I just heard the day that you can't say America is a melting pot. One of the colleges have actually ruled out, that's part of the hate speech of going through a college now, that you can't say America is a melting pot because then you're being racist because you're not respecting the other races that are going to.
That's
it's like,
not good.
What?
Hmm.
Are you not keeping up with some of this?
No, I'm not. But we established that in probably every podcast that I don't keep my finger on the pulses that you think I should.
Well, you've been listening to NPR and those kind of things in your car, don't you? Haven't you been listening?
No, I've been listening to Audible lately.
Oh. That's right. You got into books on tape.
Yeah.
Which one are you listening to now?
It is Leah Remini's one. It's called, wait for it, Troublemaker, where she's like calling out the Scientology church.
Is that the whole book, or is it basically her life, or is it she
no,
really?
It's, well, she's been in Scientology most of her life since the age of 7.
Oh,
yeah. So it's mainly about Scientology.
Oh.
I'm only on chapter 2, and it's all about Scientology.
The book that you listened to before about the murder on the train or whatever it was.
Yeah, Me.
What was the name of that?
It was called See Me. It's okay. Wait for it, because nobody is going to believe this when we talk. Let's talk about the book first. Okay, so it followed this couple as they meet. He's a little rough. He's an MMA fighter. He has a very checkered past, but he's bettering himself. He's going to college. He starts dating a lawyer. And Hispanic descent, and it's just not anyone that she would typically date, but they grow really close. And her past comes to haunt them, and there is stalking, there's guns involved, there's fires, it's very intense. And it's a Nicholas Sparks book.
What?
I know.
That's not the one I was thinking of.
Oh, the girl on the train is the one I
looked at.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Sorry.
That's because I said a train.
Yeah.
How did that get derailed?
Sorry.
Because
you said the last book I listened to.
But I said train. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was Nicholas Sparks book. Good. But what's the train one? Because I actually saw
the girl on the train.
I saw that mentioned recently in a magazine that I was reading about audiobooks catching on with people. And that was one of the ones that was mentioned.
It's a very popular book. And the reason I saw it is because, like, I saw people on vlogs that I watch. It was in their vlogs as something they're reading. And that one follows a kind of like Rear Window.
It's like a lonely chick on a train that sees a couple over and over, and then one day she doesn't.
Yeah, and so she sees them as, like, she creates names for them as she sees them from her train. And then all of a sudden she realizes something's wrong.
Because they're not there.
And then come to find out the girl was found, disappeared. She disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw her face in the magazine, and then she was an alcoholic. So she got involved. The girl on the train was an alcoholic. She got involved. Well, come to find out that the couple she was watching lived like 2 houses down from her ex-husband.
Oh.
And yeah, it was very involved.
Will it make a good movie?
Yes.
It would make a good movie.
But it's very like Rear Window, where you're just observing others and you create
story. I enjoyed, and this might be kind of weird for a guy to say, but the other one you had before that, I liked listen to with you, about the girl that ran her own company.
Yeah, that was like 3 before that. Girl Boss by Sophia Amoruso.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And I've heard she has a podcast.
The girl that wrote the book, or the one that
the girl that wrote it?
Read it. Because remember, I was surprised it was read by somebody else.
Right. Which is, it is kind of odd to, yeah, hear that. Because, like, Leah Remini is reading the book I'm listening to right now, mm-hmm. which makes sense. Yeah, Sophia Omaruso has her own podcast. Well,
we'll have to check that out.
She has two episodes.
Oh, that's not a lot.
It's not.
But you're actually now getting it more and more into, and I've turned this into part of my act.
Oh, God.
About how you make me watch YouTube makeup tutorials.
I don't make you.
And who are some of your favorites? Because I was trying to, when I was on stage the other night, just mentioning that you make me watch these.
They're popular.
I know, because a lot of guys went, oh, mine too. I got that. But I couldn't remember the names of some of the people.
We have Fleur de Force, who's probably my all-time favorite.
Is she a...
She has a beauty channel. That's how I discovered her.
Oh, see, because I do like her, but I like her and Mike. So I guess mm-hmm. I always thought of them as just being a couple vlog.
And they've been doing some couple videos on her main channel.
Mm-hmm. I saw something
for Christmas
about what to buy him. Yeah. I need to look at that.
And then 11th Gorgeous is a couple of sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tati, who is probably my least favorite beauty vlogger, but I can't let her go. I can't. And then we have Ingrid Nelson, which is Miss Glamorazzi. So yeah, those are some of my favorites. One of my all-time favorites is Casey Holmes. She's from like the Atlanta area.
Is she the one that did the makeup for Halloween on?
Oh no, that's Candace. Oh, I can't think of her name. People are yelling at me right now.
They're yelling out her last name. She did the makeup for Jesse and
yeah, and she has done I think she worked with Conan O'Brien, and she's done
real stuff.
So those are some of my favorites. Candy Johnson, thank you.
Did somebody just shout that into your headphones?
Yeah, someone Googled.
There's more and more as I. Because we're doing the YouTube Wrinkled Sheets thing too, mm-hmm. the vlog. The more and more that I watch other people and I get pulled into YouTube becomes just this giant, you don't even need TV in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more of these videos that you watch and you discover other people's, because they'll mention like, oh, you should watch such and such, or I got this idea from such and such.
Right.
Then you go check out their channel. Let's say, you know, you're subscribed to that channel.
Hundreds. I've been kind of getting away from the beauty vlogs, beauty videos. I don't know what you call them because they're not really vlogs. And more of the day-to-day vloggers, like the BF versus GF, the Charles Trippy, the Julian that is Jenna Marbles.
Jenna Marbles' boyfriend.
Yeah. Like those, like my top three right now, my top four are Charles Trippy, BF versus GF, Grace Helbig, and Julian.
I don't do Julian. I do Grace Helbig and those other ones. But I should check out Julian if you're...
Yeah. Yeah. He actually was the one that filmed the weird light over L.A.
Yeah. I saw it. I did see that because the news people picked up on his video.
Yeah. Like he and Jenna were out just trying to do some time lapses and they were actually getting ready to turn in for the night. And he has a vlog. Like you see the video.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, what's that?
Keep the camera on it. Yeah. What's that? And it's kind of coming way off in the distance and it gets mm-hmm. really close. And
then it like went all, it started like popping and it was on Reddit. And he had the next vlog talking about it blowing up. And
see, I like these too. I like the daily. It's almost like you're watching a reality show in a way.
But it's short.
Yeah. Keep them under, you know, they're under 13 minutes a lot of times, mm-hmm. maybe 19 at the most. But I had somebody tell me, we were talking about these after the show, and somebody goes, I don't watch them because they're not funny.
Okay.
What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? That like, it has to be comedy videos for you to watch on YouTube.
I guess everyone has their own thing.
I guess so. Because a lot of times, I love Charles Trippy and Allie, and a lot of times they just show the dogs fighting over toys and stuff, or taking the dogs in a cart going for a ride.
His sister's dog had to have a leg removed.
He's got cancer.
Oh, it was so sad, but he's okay. And then just like life stuff, like them going to Target, them going to Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like doing chemo because he still has brain cancer stuff. And Yeah. It's super real life.
It's interesting, I think.
And he can't drive, so she's always driving. They got hit by someone a couple days ago, but they're okay. It was a very
spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert.
It says we were in a car wreck as the title.
I know. Well, that's the one thing that's getting me, too, about Jesse and
He does great titles.
But the titles, a lot of times, are just totally lies or misleading.
Yeah. Like Jenna's drunk.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, or I was attacked.
He was more drunk. But he was kind of attacked. He didn't know how he got the big scratch on his face. People are listening going, huh?
Huh?
But yeah, you should check out BF versus GF. And every once in a while, they do pranks, like big pranks.
Is prank versus prank the same thing as GF? I mean, isn't that the same channel? I think they just
changed the name of it. No, they have a prank channel. They have a prank versus prank channel, and then they have the BF versus GF channel.
Okay.
Yep.
So check that out.
But if you follow on Twitter, it's BF versus GF or prank versus prank.
Yeah. And the one that that I started semi-following, the Graveyard Girl.
Yes.
Who I think you hate.
She drives me insane.
But
she makes me want to go get like Prozac.
She just hit 6 million subscribers.
That's insane.
Isn't that insane?
That is insane.
It's crazy. 6 million subscribers. You know how much money daily she's making? Yeah. God, that just drives me like, and really all she does is, you know, hey, I got this at the store.
But
let's
she's
check
like,
it. But she's fun to watch because she makes faces and acts different.
Yeah, I can't do that. Mm-mm.
You can't?
Mm-mm. No. She just, her F's are broken. She does not give anything.
No.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't care what she looks like or like,
no.
Like, look at this big giant pimple today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of what?
Wow.
You didn't even try to cover it up with makeup before you filmed today.
No.
Look at
and
the
she's a makeup person. She has beauty stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty crazy.
But I think that's why people like her is because she is really real. Like, mm-hmm. like she doesn't – this is the way I am. Take it or leave me. You know, you're all part of this family. No matter what you think is weird with you, it's not weird with me. You mm-hmm. know, that whole
– Yeah, the YouTube thing is just – wow.
It's blowing up.
Right. Jenna Marbles is how I got sucked in. Remember? I came home and I'm like, have you heard of this Jenna Marbles girl?
And I had. I'd heard.
And this
that
was
video.
Back before she moved to LA and she was.
You got me on it with Ingrid.
Yeah. That Vlogmas last year.
Vlogmas. That was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that.
I wonder if she's going to do Vlogmas this year. Because her life has changed a lot.
A lot.
But Floor did come out and say they're doing Vlogmas. Yay. Yeah.
So I guess we have to do Vlogmas too. We did Vlogtober.
We tried.
We did. We did most of it. Might have missed a day or two, but.
But I feel like they're out living more. Like I'm stuck in my job that I love, but I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. But when you do things, it's
to
when
vlog
you,
about it.
Yeah. Like when you went to the tanning booth today.
Yeah, I was in a hurry to try and get here and record the podcast.
So no, I mean, I understand, but you're saying when you do, that's the things that they do, when they do stuff.
But then if you vlog stuff like that, people are like, oh, tanning's bad for you. Sorry, don't judge.
Well, that's what that's all about. This is your mm-hmm. life. They could comment or not comment.
I'm trying to get
or,
ready for Vegas. Yeah. I don't want to look like I'm from Colorado.
That's right. I'm going to Vegas. I'll be in Vegas first week of December at the MGM Grand.
Next week, babe.
Yes, I'll be at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rodeo finals. And so they always bring me in with my little hee-haw kind of accent and my relatability to the cowboys.
Right. Don't be dogging.
I'm not. I'm just saying it's good.
You're holding the puppy.
Speaking of dogs, I'm holding the puppy.
Speaking of dogs, there was a hound that got so excited. He was out hunting with his person.
Yeah.
And it was in France, so it wasn't like out in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 61-year-old man. He was fetching the thing he had shot. It's called woodcock. Uh-huh. I don't even know what that is. And his dog was super excited. So his dog knocked the firearm to the ground, jumped on the trigger, and discharged it. And the dog shot his hunter. But his hunter's okay.
Oh.
But can you, because Butterfly gets excited over everything.
Oh, she loves woodcock.
Mm-hmm.
She is a woodcock fanatic.
Yeah. And this isn't the first time. In October, a 25-year-old person was hunting in Indiana when she was shot in the foot by her dog. 10 people. in the United States have been shot by their dogs since 2004. Only one was fatal.
We need to outlaw dogs.
And the one that died was a Texas hunter who died after taking a shotgun blast to his leg. But can you... butterfly accidentally shooting you?
I can see that happening.
Because she gets so excited. But
she loses her brain.
Isn't that, like, the hunter's bad? Like, they should totally have, like, the gun...
Yeah.
In a safe,
you don't just, like lean it up
place.
Against something here. Let me...
Right. Hmm? I'm not a crier.
What?
I'm not a crier.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm... thinking there are some girls that cry over everything.
Yeah, I'm following you now.
Yeah. Have you been with a crier before that cries like over everything?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
I don't cry that much. When was the last time I cried?
When you get stressed sometimes, you've been stressed and you just...
But it's not like I cry on a regular basis.
No.
Where I'm like, oh my God, butterfly.
Is there something that triggers that in people that makes them cry like that?
I don't know, but there was a couple that had been married for not very long. And for a month, the comedy writer, who's the guy, kept a list of reasons my wife is crying. And then he posted it on Twitter. And it's been retweeted more than 24,000 times.
What?
She thought it was funny and... wasn't opposed to him posting it. So, reasons my wife is crying.
Okay.
She found out swans can be gay and thought it was really nice.
Oh, yeah.
She was hungover and saw a picture of a piglet.
Oh.
She waited until it was dark and pretended to be the Babadook.
The what?
I have no idea. I think it's a London thing. The fluffy bunny escaped from an Arctic fox in a documentary.
Oh, yeah. That's enough to make you cry.
There were no biscuits in the house.
Oh, that's enough to make you bawl your eyes out.
She remembers swans can be gay. Throwback. I tried to hold her hand when she wasn't expecting it.
Oh, that is so romantic.
I cooked her dinner after a long day.
Oh, that is just romantic.
She watched a video about a dog.
And she cried over that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it must have been Marley and Me.
I don't know.
Have you seen Marley and Me? That'll make you cry. The dog
is
dies
it sad?
Me. Yeah, the dog dies me.
Spoiler
end.
Alert. And he also posted it to a site called Imgur, Imgur,
mm-hmm.
where it was viewed more than 2 million times.
Whoa.
Yeah. Crazy.
Have you never been to that Imgur site?
Uh-uh.
A lot of sites jump back to that. A lot of stories mm-hmm. will link back to that for whatever reason.
But I feel like this Thanksgiving, you should be thankful that I'm not a crier.
I'm thankful for everything about you.
Put your book away.
What?
The book of what you should say.
Oh, okay.
Put your book away.
Okay.
You use that a lot. You use the book a lot.
I do?
I don't know if, like, you're being legit. And I don't know that you'll ever, like, stuff like that. It's like...
I was blessed the day that you came into my life.
See, I don't know that you're telling the truth. Because... it sounds like something straight out of the book. The book of BS. to make the chick get off your back.
Does your back hurt from falling out of heaven?
Is that the line? Because I don't think it is.
No, actually. isn't that how it doesn't your back hurt from fall? How'd you hurt your back falling out of heaven or something like that?
I don't know.
Somebody, I heard this. Somebody was talking about. They use that line in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your back must hurt. Why? From falling out of heaven. And the chick goes, what do you call it? Me, Satan? Remember Satan was
no, what you say
thrown out
is,
of heaven?
Did it hurt? And then the girl says, did what hurt when you fell from heaven? Nothing about a bat.
So you're calling me Satan? Because I was thrown out of heaven?
Right. Wow.
But that's the that's the perception of how things get taken. Like, I've got this new line that I'm doing in my act. It used to be like, what are you trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought of this the other day when I texted you and said, I'm going to run to the grocery store. Do you need anything?
Mm-hmm.
How that could be taken is, what are you saying? I'm need something to eat?
I have never taken it that
I
way.
I know, but I'm saying.
It could be taken
that see, way. See, then that's, mm-hmm. I'm using that now in my show as like, got to be careful what you say because everything is taken wrong. You know, mm-hmm. if you call from the car, hey, I'm going to stop by the grocery store. Do you need something? What do you think? I'm fat? So you tell them.
Wow. No, I find it to be helpful.
I thought
so. I do need something. I'm like,
I thought
yes,
so
babe.
Too. But a lot of times how like, what? What are you? Where did that come from?
I found 25 of the best of the worst pickup lines, but we don't want to go through that.
Pickup lines?
Yeah. Like, do you have a library card? Because I'm checking you out. Are you a parking ticket?
Why?
You've got fine written all over you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Baby, somebody better call God, because he's missing an angel.
Oh, your back hurts from falling out of the sky.
No, it's did it hurt?
Oh, okay.
When you fell from heaven. Nothing about a back. You might be thinking you want her on her back, but
oh,
nothing
maybe that's
about it. Yeah, yeah. Did the sun come out, or did you just smile at me?
Oh.
Did your heart just melt?
It melted.
See, this, if I use stuff like this, uh-huh. It'd be like my book. So when you say stuff like that, it's just...
Well...
I stole it from Kathy.
Wrap it up. Give us a couple more of those before we take off here.
Okay. Hi, did your license get suspended for driving all these guys crazy?
Oh, yuck.
I hope you know CPR because you take my breath away.
Mm-hmm, girlfriend.
I hope there's a fireman around because you're smoking.
You could be killed from secondhand smoke.
Right. I've never had a dream come true until the day that I met you. I think you just used that on me.
I think I did.
In a different version. So on that one, we're done. Not we're, the podcast.
The podcast is done. All right. Well, tell people how to get a hold of us.
They can find us on Facebook at Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. They uh-huh. can find us on Twitter at Wrinkled Sheets, the number one.
Uh-huh.
Email us at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. YouTube. Search on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets, and we have a channel. Make sure and subscribe. Share our videos with everyone that you know.
Yeah, we're trying to make the YouTube
on your Twitter,
channel grow.
On your Facebook, on your Tumblr, on your Google+, on what else is there?
Everything. And yeah. I just got a brand new webpage. I finally got...
People have been asking for years.
SteveMcGrew.com.
Did you share that on Facebook?
I did.
Okay.
I should share it more because I only posted mm-hmm. it once. But SteveMcGrew.com. I finally mm-hmm. got one. It's got pictures and videos and tour dates and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to try to get a merchandise page on there too. So check out SteveMcGrew.com. All right. Until next time. Hopefully, let's not wait another month. Because next one will be Christmas.
It was your travel.
I know. So we'll do one quicker this time. Anything you've got that you want us to talk about or bring up on the podcast, email it to us at Wrinkled Sheets.
Or tweet it to us.
Yeah,
tweet Facebook it.
Whatever.
We
What's our wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. I just said that.
I know you did. I was repeating. I was reiterating.
Reiterating.
All right. Till next time. See ya.
Bye.